Well, with U.S. beef exports headed to China for the first time in 14 years, it could be worth $2.6 billion. That's B, billion dollars for the livestock industry. Now, China's banned U.S. beef since 2003, and that's after a case of BSE was found in the state of Washington. Now, since then, livestock associations like the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and its members have been working to open access to China. Kendall Frazier is the CEO of NCBA.
It's been the priority of several different governments during the Bush and Obama administrations. Obviously, it was a priority to get this done. It's been a priority of the Trump administration. You know, so we've been working on this closely with the government for many years to try to get this market open. And it really wasn't until about three or four weeks ago, when President Trump met with the Premier of China in Florida, and they had a summit, and they put down a list of items, trade-related items, for the two countries to work on. And beef was on that short list of items.
So when will U.S. beef head to China? Well, the process will start no later than July 16th of this year. But there's still one more round of regulatory meetings that has to take place.
Now, there's one step that we have to complete, the two governments have to complete, and that is another round of technical consultations. And that will involve the actual terms of trade, and we don't know what those are going to look like. We anticipate that that's going to happen very quickly here within the next few weeks.
And, of course, NCBA's Kendall Frazier. Now, the question remains, during this final round of negotiations, does this mean that China is ready to accept U.S. standards on traceability? Well, that question can't be answered until negotiations are actually fully complete. Well, officials from Mexico visiting Washington this week are sporting a clear message that a revamped North American free trade agreement will not include any new tariffs or quotas. The group from Mexico hopes to meet with U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer later this week to start the first talks of renegotiation, which they say is expected to happen quickly. Now, Mexico's economy secretary told Politico, nobody wants this agreement, this negotiation, to extend for too long, because then it'll get in the middle of the Mexican presidential election and the U.S. congressional election. Now, a speedy renegotiation would minimize chances of Mexico from rejecting any agreement. Now, if the negotiators can finish that process by the July of 2018 presidential election in Mexico, a graphic by the U.S. Department of Agriculture shows the 94 NAFTA agreement represented a $4 billion increase in agricultural exports. While Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said this week he hopes the U.S. will rejoin the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade agreement that's worth billions of dollars for U.S. agriculture. Now, Japan's continuing to push to finalize TPP following Donald Trump removing the U.S. from that agreement. The 11 remaining members have started discussions on how to proceed. Prime Minister Abe told CNBC this week, Japan must now take on a leadership role and bring the talks forward because of the U.S. dropout from the agreement. The prime minister added the momentum should not be lost, but he left the door open for a U.S. return to the deal. He says since the U.S. understands the importance of having free and fair rules in the trading world, it's our wish that the U.S. will return to TPP. Well, we'll take a break here. And when we come back, we're going to go out to California. We're going to actually talk with some consumers. And we'll do that right after this.